It is Rise FM Breakfast. Hey, good morning to you. Uma mhlambe ngikhana uthanda ukuvulela umsakade. Siyabonga wena wakithi for choosing us this morning. We still have a lot of good things to come. I mean, you can look forward to Kitties in 60 at 10 past 7. We have a Breaky Detective at 20 past. So continue staying with us. A conversation this morning, we're talking about, you know, receiving help from unexpected sources, perhaps. You know, you could be going through whatever and you're the type, perhaps, who's like me, who finds it difficult to ask for help, but then out of the blue, you would find someone who would say, you know what, I see that there may be a need for help here, and I am here for you. Has that happened to you? You share with us, use our WhatsApp number, that's 072-885-7702. Now, we're speaking to Sisgugu. Sisgugu is a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. Sisgugu, a very good morning. I hope you had a blessed and fantastic weekend.
Morning, JT, and to your listeners, thank you. It was awesome, and we hope the same for you.
Thank you, Sisgugu. So we're talking about receiving help, Sisgugu, from unexpected sources or even situations. How important is it, first of all, to be appreciative of what we have? Because sometimes, you know, Sisgugu, ubuka le tinginga lobukene nato, noma ubuka of ubuka tinfo le tishodako, and you forget to be in the moment and be appreciative of the fact that, one, you woke up this morning.
It's very, very important, JT, because what it does is that it grounds you and it takes you back to something else and something bigger and something better. Because when we sit and wander and mellow into the negativity and the other things that have never worked out, we tend to swim and we will swim and drown in all that negativity. And I think that in the day, you know, and I know many of us, when we're trying to encourage each other, we will say, it's because you have breath, you know, appreciate breath, because there is someone out there who didn't make it, who wasn't able to breathe and who has just taken their last breath. So very, very important to keep yourself moving, to encourage yourself. Find that thing that is good and that is happening in your life that you can encourage yourself with. So I think it's the most important thing that we can do as human beings.
Someone who's listening to us right now, Sisgugu, might say that I'm in the dark. Perhaps I've just lost a child. I've just lost my husband. Mm-hmm. I've lost my closest friend. Or I've lost a job. How do we motivate that person to say that there is light at the end of the tunnel, even though it is pitch black in this moment?
We need to be able to sit with them in that darkness, you know, because I think for them it's the shock and it's the anger and the trauma of everything, and allow them to go through the motions. I think that sometimes just by physically being there is the most important thing, because we can tend to say things that the person is probably not ready to hear. We just need to be there, offer them, and they must know that we have their ear, we are with them in spirit and in prayer, and we comfort them and we guide and we go through the loss with them, whatever difficulty, whether it's financial problems, you know, problems in marriage, that we are there with them. And if we see Gucci, then they are struggling and they are not managing on their own, obviously we need to offer them the professional support. By sometimes being there physically is the most important thing, and letting people know that I'm here for you, you know, that random message to a person, I'm here for you, I'm thinking of you, very, very important.
Cuckoo, says cuckoo. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, JT. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.